From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, a question from the field.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
When paramedics are helping a patient, communications must be clear and precise. So we thought it was very important when we got this message from Nick, a listener who is an emergency medical technician, or EMT, at Hennepin County Medical Center in Minneapolis.
There are two words that are often used, but I believe they have different meanings. It has to do with describing a patient's mental status. It's very common that an EMT or a paramedic will say, "The patient is alert and oriented." It is also phrased as, "The patient is alert and orientated." Which is the correct word for this situation?
It's quite common to hear both orient and orientate used in conversation, but Nick's message makes it all seem a bit more vital. Fortunately, it was not a life-or-death situation for anyone, and we had some time for research. According to the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, the word orient as a noun is a literary term that refers to the East. It has a counterpart, Occident, that refers to the West. Given those words, one definition of the word orientate, found in Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, means to turn or face towards the East. For example,
for Muslims in the Americas, it is customary to orientate when praying.
Given that orient has its directional meaning, it's not surprising that it later took on related meanings, specifically to have an understanding of one's bearings, situation, or surroundings. Think of orienteering, a popular activity for scouts and guides the world over. It's important to note that in this sense, the Oxford Dictionary of Current English lists orientate as meaning the same as orient. Let's listen in on this conversation among a group of frequent flyers.
Have you ever been to Atlanta Hartsfield Airport?
Ah, yeah, that airport. It's so big, it took me a while to get orientated.
Yeah, well, once I got oriented, I realized the underground tram system took me where I needed to go.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot like Denver. I think that's my favorite airport.
Don't get me started on Denver. I had to connect through there once, and I was so disorientated, I almost missed my flight.
You think so? I thought it was pretty easy to orientate myself there.
Me too. It's simple to navigate that place.
Well, don't listen to Ralph. He's always a bit disoriented.
Very funny.
Wait a minute. We keep saying orient and orientate, which is correct.
In short, they both are. And what's interesting is they both entered the English language from the same source, but at different times. Michael Quinion is the author of the book Port Out, Starboard Home, and Other Language Myths. He also maintains an excellent website called Worldwide Words. Quinion addressed this question, and it turns out that the word orient, in the sense of to get one's bearings, comes from the French verb orienter, or more accurately the reflexive s'orienter, which means to find or get one's bearings. According to Quinion, the word orient entered English usage from French in the 18th century. Orientate, meanwhile, comes from the same French origin, but entered English in the 19th century. Both are considered correct. Some people might be more accustomed to hearing one rather than the other, but it's simply a matter of taste. Fowler's Modern English usage corroborates this. And let's not forget another meaning of orient or orientate, which is tailored to meet particular needs. Here are examples.
This magazine is orientated toward young people.
Aspen, Colorado is a very ski-oriented community.
Our company's approach to software design is user-oriented.
But getting back to Nick's question from the world of emergency services, it doesn't matter whether one is oriented or orientated. Either way, it's good news for paramedics and patients alike.
Go ahead, 51.
The patient is alert and orientated.
Roger, start an IV with D5W and transport as soon as possible.
10-4 Rampart, Squad 51, KMG 365.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, from Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, from LaRousse's French English Dictionary, from Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, and from Port Out, Starboard Home, and Other Language Myths by Michael Quinion, which is also sold in the United States under the title Ballyhoo, Buckaroo, and Spuds. All of these books can be found at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written companion to this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Thanks also to Kevin Middleton for joining us this week. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, consider becoming a member at minnesotapublicradio.org.